Welcome to BPB Knows. Today, BPB Knows pre-immigration planning. Our expert is Lewis Kevelson, a director in our international tax practice. Lewis, tell us who needs pre-immigration planning.
Pre-immigration planning should be considered by a number of individuals that have plans to come to the United States for an extended period of time. It can apply to an executive that's on a long-term assignment here in the United States. It could be somebody that's planning to move to the United States, maybe they're marrying a US person, or they're planning to come here for school with intentions to stay. It could be for older family members that are looking, that maybe have been living abroad and looking to join their family in the United States. And really anybody who's looking to spend more than on average 3 or 4 months in the United States during a given year should consider pre-immigration planning.
Is there a time when it makes sense to start working on this if you're a person who is thinking about moving to the United States?
Yeah, this is an area where if you put in the proper planning, the tax savings are rather spectacular in some cases. It's not a case where if you come here and you come to visit us and tell us, I got my green card, I've been living here for a few months. At that point, the planning is rather limited. But if you have a window of opportunity and you see that you're not going to be actually coming to the United States for a while, there is a good number of planning techniques that are out there. And it does give you the best ability to plan these out and have, whether it's a new structure or dealing with certain assets before you get here so that you can come here with everything lined up in a tax-favored way.
Does this apply more to people who own businesses or people who have like a condo in downtown Miami, or is every case different?
I would say if you're on the younger side and maybe you're coming here for a new job and you don't have a lot of assets accumulated, there's probably still some benefit to having a consultation before you arrive. And obviously somebody who is later in life, they've established quite a net worth, and you know, there's obviously more financial holdings. So the idea really is to come to an advisor with a profile of your international holdings and go through the process of seeing what you have and what does that mean from a US tax standpoint. So I would say the more complicated your financial picture is, the more of a need for consultation that you would have coming to the United States.
Does it matter what country people are coming from, or is it different kind of pre-immigration planning that you would do for someone from Europe versus someone from Latin America?
There may be some specific country by country differences. There may be some tax considerations in exiting your country. And we often like to coordinate efforts to make sure that you're exiting without any problems so that we can properly time your entry to the United States and not create any difficulties in your home country. So it does often require coordination and consultation with your home country advisors, because we'd like for the people we're working with not to come here and find out they have problems at home because they didn't seek out the proper advice.
Do we have a big team that does this kind of work? It's part of our international practice, which is one of our larger, more well-known areas. Do we have a big team?
Yeah, actually we have quite an impressive team. We have 7 full-time directors that work in this area, very knowledgeable, dealing with families coming from all around the globe. We have a support team that has many different language capabilities. We're really very well positioned to help families that are not only coming to South Florida, but coming really anywhere in the United States. We're very well connected with advisors in many different disciplines, and we can make sure that people get the best advice when they come here.
How did you get into this area of expertise? What made you choose this as your niche?
I've actually been practicing in public accounting for over 30 years and have always enjoyed working with international families and offering financial planning advice. It's an area where there is a tremendous amount of planning. So there's a lot of satisfaction in helping families come here and avoid problems and, you know, have a good experience coming here and not feeling overburdened with their taxes and helping them make sure things are taken care of. It's a very fulfilling area of practice, and it's a good way to get to learn new clients and work with new families.
How do you stay on top of the changing rules? I imagine it's ever changing, both in their home countries and the U.S. rules as well.
Yeah, it's definitely an area that has it's a complicated area, because we're dealing with there's the home country rules where people are coming from. There's the rules here in the United States that are under constant change. There's constantly changes dealing with how businesses that are in the home country are taxed here in the United States. There's issues when there's trust involved. There's issues when there's family members that have connections both inside and outside, with gifts, with estate planning. It's a rather complicated area and crosses many different tax disciplines.
How do you stay on top of all the changing rules?
Internally, we're focused on continuing education. We attend seminars. We collaborate with each other. When we have issues come up, it's nice to have other partners that have practiced in this area for a long period of time. So we have a very collaborative environment. We're trying to stay on top of new trends and techniques, new areas of law. It's a constant learning environment. It creates an opportunity to learn new things, and we try to work with other advisors who we collaborate with as well to give the client the best overall solution.
So what's the first thing you do when a client comes to you and it's clear that they need pre-immigration planning? What's the first thing you do as an advisor?
What we'd like to do is to first have a conversation with the client, and the purpose of the conversation is to try to highlight the main assets and financial holdings. And then we'll follow up and request information to further investigate these areas that represent most of the person's net worth. We'll make sure we understand the different companies and structures that a family would have. We go through a process of collecting data, analyzing it, making sure that we're capturing all the relevant information. We try not to give our clients very long questionnaires. We try to make the process as fluid and easy as possible for them to progress the process.
It's funny, on almost every one of these segments, the answer to that question is we have a conversation. And I think that goes back to our role as advisors and consultants. We don't have you fill out forms and then just give you the same old rubber stamp version of what we gave the last people who came through and had the same sort of issues. So you can see this is a very complicated area, and it's really helpful and valuable and tax advantageous to have someone like Lewis in your corner who really knows what he's doing. So if you have any questions, or you have any topics that you'd like us to cover, or if you want to talk to Lewis about pre-immigration tax planning, you can always contact us at bpbknows@bpbcpa.com. We'll see you next time.